and I did some thinking about this before I decided on it, was the one that you're about to hear. More people ask for this or any other. That, of course, is the Blue Tango by Leroy Anderson, as I don't think you need to be told. And you're listening to WJR in Detroit. Our music is recorded. My name's Clark Reed. Glad to have you with us, and I hope that you're enjoying some of these things. We're being a little bit nostalgic, and we're somewhat personal, and in fact, you might even say selfish reasons. I'm playing some of the songs that will always remind me of these old all-night hours. In the years that may come, when I hear one of these tunes that we're playing tonight, I'm going to say to myself, and probably with no deliberation whatsoever, I'll be more or less automatically transported back into this old studio between this old turntable, between these old turntables and in front of this old microphone, and talking to these old people out here like you. One of the songs, I think, looking back, that I felt most strongly about as far as hit potential was concerned, that laid one of the biggest bombs. I don't think this sold four records, but I always thought that this was a very good piece of wax and deserving of much more success, much more acclaim than it ever received. It's done in the old big band style. As a matter of fact, it could very well be one of the old Tommy Dorsey arrangements. And where Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra do the performing and Harry Prime and the Singing Winds do the singing, might very well be old Sinatra with the Pied Pipers and the Tommy Dorsey Band.
Thank you. go around weeping.
Strangely enough, I sleep well, except for a dream or two. But then I count my sheep well. Funny how sheep can allow you to sleep.
So
Ralph Flanagan Orchestra with Harry Prime and the Singing Winds and an oldie called I Should Care. This recorded about 1952, late in the year, or early 1953. And as I say, I thought that would be a hit song. I thought it deserved to be. Of course, that's happened many times. I've been a wrong guesser, probably more often than I have been a right guesser. But it's been fun. You know, many times, and you've listened up here, and you've heard record introductions and little giggles or comments or various things in the background. We have almost a constant stream of visitors from the various facets of the music business, from the publishers, the writers, and as you very well know, the performers themselves, many of whom you have heard here in these killer cycles this time of night. But some of those unseen, unsung, unnamed heroes are what are called the promotion people. Oh, we've made some comments and jokes about them, but in spite of everything we've said, they're pretty nice people. And I have I don't know, I'm sort of taking a chance here, I know. But these young fellows who are in the record promotion business tell me they would like to have the microphone for a little while if I could manipulate the controls and put on some appropriate music. So if you hear them suddenly cut off in a large batch of dead air after, you'll know that they said something that they weren't supposed to say. And this is the music that they have selected for their little bit.
Clark Reed. This is your life.
Clark, you were born at a very early age in the pleasant little Michigan town of Ypsilanti, which is about 30 miles from Detroit.
You gave indication at a very early age as to just what you had in mind for yourself as a career. At two, when most youngsters are just learning to say Mama and Papa, you uttered those immortal words that were to start you on your illustrious road to success as a disc jockey.
78, 45, And 33 1/3 RPM to you, too.
And as if that wasn't enough of an indication that you were to make a name for yourself in the world of rounded wax,
at the age of 8, the circus comes to Ypsilanti. You have never seen a merry-go-round before, and with your mind constantly thinking of phonograph records, you buy a ticket for the carousel. Somewhere in your subconscious, you think of yourself as a phonograph record, as you gaily go round and round. And you do go round and round, in fact, for several hours. It seems that you have caught your pants on the horse's saddle, and there is plenty of confusion and excitement before they can finally free you, sans pants.
At the age of 12, you wish you had several pairs of pants, as you are spanked soundly for ruining the family phonograph player by trying to play a pizza pie instead of a record, later explaining,
"Aw, gee whiz! I just thought it was an Italian record by those gaylords."
At the age of 16, you get your first glimpse of Radioland when you are allowed to visit the local radio station and disc jockey. The latter couldn't leave his post to go to get something to eat, and so he asked you to get him some rolls. Once again, your obsession for round things comes to the fore, and instead of buying him regular rolls, you return with a bag full of bagels. Unsuspecting, the announcer bites into one, and crunch! His whole upper bridge is broken, and in the emergency, you take over the show, and the world gets its first look at
Clark Reed behind the mic.
You stay in Ypsilanti until you are 20, and then we find you as a gay and carefree BMOC on the beautiful campus of Michigan State at East Lansing. At this time, the queen of the campus is Zelda Goldfarb. But in your eyes, the real queen is a pert, dark-haired beauty from Detroit named Barbara Fox.
Yes, Clark, it's love at first sight for you. And immediately, you set out on a straightforward plan to win her heart by letting Barbara run circles around you. Finally, after outmaneuvering all other competition, you managed to convince Barbara that she loved you all the time. And in your senior year at college, you are married and live happily ever after.
But that's not the end of the story. Marriage sobers you to the thought that the gay, carefree, flamboyant college days are gone forever. And you set out to make a place in the world for yourself and your family. So you start at the bottom.
And we mean bottom.
Do you recall that night in Benton Harbor, Michigan, when the MC of the local bistro introduced you from your table to the packed audience as Clark Reed of radio station WHFB, Benton Harbor's number one disc jockey? And then, amidst the overwhelming applause, you stood up, and with the spotlight and everyone's eyes upon you, you took your bow. But alas, alack, treachery! When you go to sit down again, somehow your seat is gone, and there you are, on the floor, back at the bottom. And
we mean bottom.
But this doesn't discourage you. You go on to bigger and better fiascos at WAKR in Akron. After several months at the Ohio City, word of your good work gets back to your old hometown, Detroit. You are literally besieged with offers of jobs there. And in your wisdom, you turn down thousands and thousands of dollars for thousands and thousands of watts at the Clear Channel 50,000-watt radio station WJR.
It is here that you finally and justly receive the fame and glory that is so richly deserved by you, and you become one of the country's most important disc jockeys between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yes, Clark. Those 4 years from 1952 to 1956 were jam-packed with many interesting adventures that made your lonely vigil over the night airwaves a little bit brighter. Some of the foremost that come to mind are
the night you called the bluff of the John sisters, who in a moment of foolishness declared that their mother was listening to your show in far-off Chester, Pennsylvania. Remember, you offered to pay the cost of a long-distance collect phone call if she was really out there, and then, to your embarrassment, found yourself $8.90 poorer as the telephone rang. with Mrs. DeJohn excitedly wanting to speak to her daughters.
Or the night that the amateur engineer who was visiting in your studio thought he couldn't hear your voice loud enough and took it on himself to correct the situation by pushing every button in sight, thereby knocking the whole radio station off the air for 5 minutes, and right in the middle of your interview with singer Julius LaRosa.
Or the night you jammed the station switchboard at 3:30 in the morning by inadvertently pronouncing the name of the Hebrew holiday of Hanukkah as Chanukah.
Or the night you mistook the very famous but unassuming orchestra leader Buddy Morrow for the pizza pie delivery man and left him sitting in the corner for an hour while you interviewed his chief competitor, the famous and assuming Ralph Martiri.
Yes, Clark, from now on, George Firestein and Bill Ferringer's, your engineers, will have to be content with only memories of the many nights that they put the needle to your theme song, Cornball Number 1, as you raced madly up the 21 flights of the Fisher Building at 12:05 in the morning.
As the clock slowly ticks away the hours on this, your last night at WJR, the thought comes to mind how much you'll be missed. Naturally, your millions of listeners will be heartbroken. Of course, there's the music publishers, for whom you predicted so many great hits, among them such famous recordings as
I Wonder What Became of Sally by Little Richard,
Eloise Causes Heartbreak in the Hotel by Suede Sideburn,
I Took a Walk Down by the River, or as it is better known, George by Dolores Hawkins,
16 Tons by King Farouk,
Moments to Remember by Bridie Murphy,
Go On with the Wedding by Allie Manville and the Raniers,
and of course, the record companies will miss your cherished advice, the many times that you saved them money by alerting them that such numbers as the following would never be hits.
Let Me Go Lover by Joan Weber in 1954.
Shaboom by the Crew Cuts in 1954.
Shake, Rattle, and Roll by Bill Haley in 1955.
The Ballad of Davy Crockett in 1955.
Blue Suede Shoes by Carl Perkins in 1956.
Why Do Fools Fall in Love by the Teenagers in 1956.
To mention just a few of your surefire picks for oblivion.
Then, of course, there's the untold number of pizzerias.
And don't forget all those barbecue and rib joints.
And White Towers.
And the Michigan Bagel Association.
And, of course, the Coffee Importers of America.
And all those milk-producing cows.
Who owe you so much for keeping them in business all these years by giving all the visitors to your station that pitiful, hungry St. Bernard look that said as much as,
why don't you bring me something to eat?
Yes, Clark, and think how much those poor recording artists will miss you. Where can they go now to pass out after working around the clock visiting DJs? You know, you really had that shock treatment to wake them up perfected during the last few weeks.
And of course, let's not forget the most important factor in today's record industry.
The promotion men.
Who owe you so very much by allowing us to sleep in your radio station studio in the wee small hours of the morning. And more so for charging us such a reasonable nominal rent of only $100 a week for our little spaces.
It's still open last week, too.
And of course, we will always remember your cheerful farewell as we stagger down the corridors of WJR at 4 a.m. on our way home.
Where you guys going? I'm going to be here till 5 a.m.
Yes, Clark, it's been said many times before, but to reiterate once again,
you are, and this is, the end.
Thank you.
Well, I'm speechless and tongue-tied and overwhelmed and very touched emotionally by this small tribute that you men have paid me. And if I had my wits about me, I should have perhaps foreseen such an eventuality and have prepared something in retribution, but I didn't. So all I can say is thank you for your kind words, and of course for all the pizza that we have enjoyed and the many cups of coffee that we have consumed and the much that we have contributed to the paper industry, because they made the cups that you brought the coffee up here in. They owe us something too, you know. We got about 3 minutes to go until 2 o'clock in the morning. And that was Gordon Bossman and Tom Sexton.
My fans will know who it is now.
It was Tommy Schlesinger, actually, Gordon Bossman. They are promotion men, see. Their job is to go to the disc jockey and say, "Why don't you play this one? That's pretty good." See, so that's why they know me and I know them, because they come and they do that. They go, "Why don't you play this one? It's pretty good." All the time.
By the way,
I think we can play a Buddy Morrow thing here. Now, this has been one that many of you have enjoyed. This was what you might almost say was the beginning of the rock and roll era. Because this was, in its day, rhythm and blues sort of a tune. It's from the rhythm and blues field. Actually, it's a rather difficult sort of a thing to present here. Exactly what I wish to say about it, but it's not the rock and roll as we know it today. It's sort of halfway between that and the old swing bands, you remember. Buddy Morrow. Hello, my name is Clark Reed, and I'm a disc jockey. Not a very fancy name, disc jockey, but that's what they call people who play records on the radio, so I guess that's what I am. I'm going to do for you some of the things a disc jockey does, play some records and say some things and pass along some commercial messages and so forth, along with a synopsis of what I think should be expected of a disc jockey. But to start our music, here's a happy little group called the Banjo Boys. Happy little song, too. Tell me that has a good chance of doing for the banjo what Crazy Otto did for the piano, so look out. Here come the banjos from everywhere. I said a little while ago that a disc jockey is a man who plays records on the radio. As far as the listener is concerned, a disc jockey is a voice between records. A salesman for beer and soap and potato chips and automobiles and shaving cream and so forth. From the standpoint of a person who has practiced the so-called disc jockey art for some years, these, as far as I am concerned, are the requirements for a successful disc jockey. Primarily, a sense of music. After that, a sense of humor, a sense of the dramatic. and the confident and sincere manner of a warm, human, believable, real person. Let's start with what I would call a sense of music. Misnamed, perhaps, it may be more properly called a sense of public taste. Briefly stated, a disc jockey has to know what the people will go for. And therein lies the secret of the Midwest school of successful disc jockeys. Bill Randall in Cleveland, Howard Miller in Chicago, and Ed McKenzie in Detroit. These guys depend primarily on picking the hits for their popularity. They miss once in a while, of course, but they've earned their reputation as much by the music they play as by anything else. Ballyhooing a record that doesn't sell, that is a new record, is like getting tackled behind the line in football. Ballyhooing a new record that later clicks, touchdown, field goal anyway. Whatever it is that they call commercial music is what I want to play the most of. To me, it's a mathematical fact that you are thereby appealing to the tastes of the largest number of people. Until somebody invents a better standard for measuring public acceptance of music fare, I'm going to have to go along with record sales and jukebox plays and such. Appeal to the largest number of people in the music that you play. The first business of a radio station is to get quantity listeners. My selection of music, first of all, is music that I feel will be accepted. Next, music that is accepted, current and choice. And then music that has been accepted. And at 89 cents per vote, the listeners will let me know if I'm wrong. I won't ridicule Guy Lombardo or the Crew Cuts or Rhythm and Blues or vocal groups or so-called bad music if the people are against me. I'm a song seller, but more than that, I am a taste evaluator. Here's an example of a song that I feel you will be hearing and humming and buying soon. And I limited myself in this selection to records that were unpacked today. Brand new. Demita Joe is the singer. It's the best of the new ones today. And I feel that this is very strong hit song material, perhaps not necessarily in this particular interpretation. Maybe you yourself can hear with your mind's ear some other singer of the day in a different yet similar interpretation of this thing. It's called Feeling Kinda Happy. See how you like it.
Feeling kinda happy like a bee making honey. Kinda happy like I won lots of money. Kinda happy like I made a grand slam. People think I'm in love and I am. Feeling kinda happy like a bluebird singing. Kinda happy like a jazz band swinging. Kinda happy over someone new. If you're wondering who, it's you. Every time I see you, it's like I never saw you before. Kinda happy like a kid eating candy. Kinda happy cause I'm doing fine and dandy. If you think I'm gonna see you tonight, I got news for you, you're right.
Well, that's Demita Joe, and that's by way of sort of checking on me to see how well I make out as a predictor. Because that has had no chance for exposure or sales or any such thing so far. Feeling kinda happy. Be looking for it on the bestseller lists, as I will. Men, how did things go the last time you shaved? A little rough, maybe? A little scrapey? Then try using Colgate Lather Shaving Cream. Yes, sir, the first time you shave with Colgate Lather, you'll realize you've hit on something new, a feeling of real luxury when you shave with Colgate Lather. You see, Colgate Million Bubble Lather gives you a 1-2 action. One, those million bubbles go to work instantly and soak each whisker to the core. Two, they stand each whisker up for clean-cut shaving. That's why Colgate Lather gives you real luxury shaving.
Yes, Colgate Million Bubble Lather with 1-2 action leaves your face so smooth and clean and comfortable, you'll say it's the best shaving cream you ever used. So start enjoying luxury shaving. Get a tube of Colgate Lather Shaving Cream. Use it once and you'll agree Colgate Lather gives you a luxury shave every time. Before I present the next selection of music, I'd like to refer to a column written by Jimmy Cannon in the New York Post. Sunday, December 19th, 1954, the 10th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. Measure it by years and it comes to 10. Count it another way because the dead don't enjoy any season. Go back 10 years to Bastogne and calculate it another way as they commemorate the Battle of the Bulge. How many girls ago was that? How much fun? How many dollars? How many cigarettes and how many cups of coffee? List all the times you were with people you like. Add up the hangovers. Think of the joy you knew. How many songs have you heard in 10 years? Did you fall in love? How often and did it last? Were you married and did it work? And how are the kids these days? Anyway, you made it today, so step up and get your medal for being alive. The years always seem in a hurry, but the days take their time. 10 years back to the Battle of the Bulge and Korea in between. The Dog Faces never called it the Battle of the Bulge. It was always the breakthrough. What's the difference? Names can't make it any better. Who married the dead men's girls? Are they happy? How many will wait as long as the dead? Most of them were real innocent young. Small matters fascinated them. Skip the politics. Lots of them weren't old enough to vote. If they died at Bastogne 10 years ago, they wouldn't know Rocky Marciano, Marilyn Monroe, Willie Mays, Eddie Fisher. Citation wasn't born yet. Now they've turned him out to retirement. What's Native Dancer? Who's Debbie Reynolds? Is that right, that Negro who made captain, a football player from some college out west, is on the Dodgers? Can you beat that? They didn't hear about Jackie Robinson. Well, Jimmy Durante's still funny. Television, they got them every place you go. No one listens to radio anymore. You sit in saloons and watch television now. Anyway, 10 years is a lot of girls. A lot of cigarettes, a lot of money, a lot of children. A lot of grief. A lot of happiness. 10 years are 10 years for the living and the dead. But do they blue and sour only for the living? You ever hear the mambo, you who are dead, and dance the Big Apple? I often wonder how many Dear John letters would the dead have received if they had lived through the bulge. How many girls wept because being broken-hearted was fashionable 10 years ago? What was all their insurance money spent on? People they remember as young and shiny are time-withered and year-crippled. They've missed a lot. But you'll blow some if you're only dead a day. Anyway, the feature stories were in the papers about it being 10 years since the Battle of the Bulge. Who knows about years or months or weeks or days? It was winter when they died. And all seasons are alike.
When you were very young, the world was younger than you. As merry as a carousel. The circus tent was strung with every star in the sky. Above the ring you loved so well. Now the young world has grown old. Gone are the silver and
something by Frank Sinatra called Little Girl Blue. Now the Olson Rug Company brings you 5 minutes of the latest news. We have a special offer that you'll want to take advantage of, so have a paper and pencil handy. Now the news. A series of 3 earthquakes shook the city of Dansilan in the Philippine Islands, and officials fear the quakes may have caused death and destruction over a broad area. The disturbance panicked residents of a town 25 miles north of Dansilan and started a hotel fire. The father of the Salk polio vaccine, Dr. Jonas Salk, has arrived with his family in Ann Arbor for the official verdict of the serum's value. He went immediately into conference with the scientists who will report on Tuesday morning on the results of last year's polio vaccine tests on 2 million children. A crowd of 27,000 is expected to watch President Eisenhower throw out the first ball to start the big league baseball season tomorrow. The Washington Senators will play the Baltimore Orioles at Griffith Stadium in Washington. More than 2 million paraded elbow to elbow along New York's Fifth Avenue in the nation's largest Easter parade. And more than 10,000 persons went to church in Midtown Manhattan, while about 5,000 were turned away from crowded services. In just a moment, I'll have the weather forecast for you. Ladies, here's America's most amazing offer on broadloom rugs and wall-to-wall carpeting. It's a sensible plan of the Olson Rug Company that has helped over 3 million American homes to enjoy the thrill and luxury of broadloom carpets at an almost unbelievable saving. You see, the Olson factory has an exclusive patented process of reclaiming and reweaving the good wool and other valuable materials from the worn rugs, carpets, and clothing sent in by their customers, weaving gorgeous new deep-piled broadlooms out of what you might think was worthless material. These wonderful broadlooms are woven seamless and reversible in all the newest 1955 colors, patterns, and effects. What's more, the same colorful design, the same deep wool pile, is on both sides for double wear and luxury. Find out more about this simple, sensible way to have rugs and wall-to-wall carpeting that you've been wanting. Write for the free book that tells how. The beautiful 40-page Olson Rug Book in full color. The address, Olson Rug Company, Box 1, WJR, Detroit. That address again, Olson Rug Company, Box 1, WJR, Detroit. The weatherman calls for partly cloudy skies and balmy temperatures tomorrow. Tonight's low reading will be about 55 degrees. The high tomorrow, about 75. The present temperature is 68 degrees, wind south at 4 miles, and the relative humidity is 35%. And that's the news and the weather brought to you by the Olson Rug Company. This is Clark Reed speaking.
See Charlie's Oldsmobile, Livernois, just south of Grand River. He talks your language. Good morning to you, and how's everybody here on an April Fool's Day morning, April number one, and I think this is the fourth year in a row that I've bid on the same thing, salt in the sugar bowl. I don't know until I take a first bite of cereal, and all of the girls and mama and everybody giggle. So, happy one to you, and we'll try to make your day a little merry here with the music on the sunny side. Thank you. song called My Girl's Letters Smell from Shaving Lotion Because Her Mother Licks the Envelopes. And that's the one that starts us today, Sunnyside, for 5 hours.
You get it fresh
with the Royal Crown Cola. You feel so fresh with the Frosty RC. Royal Crown Cola, the fresher refresher. Hey there, have one on me.
Have another.
RC.
Today's RC.
Sprightlier.
Fresher.
Has a delightfully less sweet taste all its own.
Made from fresh protected concentrate instead of perishable syrup.
Have a fresh Frosty Royal Crown Cola.
You taste a big difference in RC today. Less sweet, so fresh in every way.
You get it fresh
with the Royal Crown Cola. Royal Crown Cola, the fresher refresher. Hey there!
RC, and this is CR, Clark Reed, Sunnyside Sounds, for Friday morning, April number one, beginning a new month here as we end a week. It's 33 degrees, and where, oh, where has the springtime gone? Yesterday it did get up to 55 degrees, and today we'll have a high of about 50 or so. And the robin that took his head from under his wing, poor thing, has put it back again. Steve Lawrence, and that's one of your hit sounds of the day on WJBK. They call it Footsteps. The teenagers call that a Chalypso beat. Here's happy news from your friendly A&P. Your next cup of coffee is going to be better than ever and thriftier, too. Because now, fresh roasted 8 o'clock is sale priced. Yes, right here in Detroit, you can buy famous 8 o'clock for just 49 cents a pound. Or better yet, $1.45. for an extra thrifty 3-pound bag. And it's guaranteed better because it's kept in the nature-sealed bean until the moment you buy. Then custom ground to fit your coffee pot just the way you like it. Sale ends Saturday, April 2nd. That's tomorrow, you know. So get your thrifty 8 o'clock coffee today. And while you're there at A&P, remember, too, that you can choose chuck roast for just 49 cents a pound this week. This blade-in chuck roast is bound to cook deliciously as a hearty pot roast, a rich-flavored meal with man appeal. And it's not range beef, nor baby beef, nor budget beef, but fully matured, grain-fed steer beef. Each portion is cut right, trimmed right, and, of course, priced right at 49 cents a pound at your A&P. 11 minutes after 9 o'clock on the sunny side of a Friday, April number 1. Later today, we'll go into the April Fool's business there and how it got that way and some of the history of it. Right now, let's look at what's in store for us weather-wise today. Mostly cloudy, warmer today, high of 50. Cloudy and warmer with showers tonight and a low of 54. Tomorrow we'll get up to maybe around 48 or so. Yesterday's high was 55, and right now it's 33 degrees. And here's a fellow that tells me he's got a girlfriend that's a vegetarian, who only goes out with men who have plenty of lettuce. Salad, anyone?
Fellow salad fanciers.
That's me, all right.
You sometimes freeze at the controls for fear of salad failure.
Well, I figure a salad's always a toss.
Well, fear salad failure no more. Fix finer salads with Fussy Pfeiffer's finer salad dressings. Pfeiffer's is foolproof.
Name me one reason why.
Garlic.
All chef salads have garlic.
Not like Pfeiffer's. You see, a salad should be tossed, not bossed. So me, Fussy Pfeiffer, I absolutely refuse to use tough old garlic cloves. I employ only young, tender, well-mannered garlic.
Bully for you.
And so it is with the olive oil. Only sweet olive oil, imported from Italy, is good enough for Pfeiffer chef salad dressing.
Fix finer salads with Fussy Pfeiffer's finest salad dressing.
You spell that P-F-E-I-F-F-E-R, apostrophe S.
Do I have to?
So don't spell it. Buy it.
Gonna shuffle some Scandinavians here with the Sweet Ames. La pa da 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 Scandinavian Shuffle, done by the Sweet Anes on the sunny side of Friday Things on WJBK.
A mohawk by must satisfy, a mohawk by must satisfy. It's fun to shop at Mohawk, bring the family. Mohawk's got just what you need,
and everything is guaranteed.
A mohawk by must satisfy, it's fun to shop at Mohawk.
Whether you have a green thumb or whether you're just green at the whole business, the gardener's best friend is any one of the five big, bright, completely stocked Mohawk stores. Here you'll find everything from mulch to mowers at prices, well, right down at the ground floor level. Mohawk is able to offer you terrific bargains because gardening supplies and equipment is just one of their biggest departments. Now, they don't just buy seed and fertilizer and tools and equipment by the case. No, sir, they buy them by the carload, and they sell them to you at low discount prices. Now, what's the best way to prove it? Just come in and shop at a Mohawk store. There's always plenty of free parking and an experienced, willing salesperson to help you with all of your gardening problems.
Mohawk's got just what you need,
and everything is guaranteed.
A Mohawk buy must satisfy. It's fun to shop at Mohawk.
Corazón, that means heart in a Spanish. Corazón. Sing it, Peggy Lee.
You gotta have heart.
Corazón.
All you really need is heart.
Corazón.
When the odds are saying you never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta
gotten zero. Get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can't open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart.
First out on an album called Latin a la Lee, or you might say Lee a la Latin. Now it's a single and turning out to be quite a hit. Peggy Lee with it. Corazon. Peggy was telling me she has an uncle that's with the FBI now. They caught him in Chicago.
Hey, merchants, green stamps. Merchants, green stamps. Merchants, green stamps. Start saving them today.
Madam, there's an important household fact that you should know. The only way to get all the dirt out of rugs that can be taken off your floor is to send them to a reliable rug cleaner who cleans them thoroughly front and back in his plant. Now, this is the advice of Star Carpet Cleaning Company, which has been cleaning floor coverings exclusively for 67 years. And this is the advice of every rug manufacturer. In Star's modern efficient plant, all the dirt is removed from your loose rugs, making them as bright and luxuriant as new and prolonging their lives. So cheer up and clean up your home by having Star Carpet Cleaning Company call for and clean your loose rugs from the front clear through to the back. You'll find that Star's prices are economically low. So phone them at Lorraine 73400 today. That telephone number, Sweet Lorraine 734. Oh, they'll make your rugs a little brighter.
He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. His snowy hair was so much whiter beneath the candle glow. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. You'd hear the patter of his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile had a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walks with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. Now if you look up in the sky, you'll understand the reason why the little stars at night are all aglow. He turns them on when night is here. He turns them off when dawn is near. The little man we loved of long ago. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter.
lamplighter of long ago going around and brightening up the night. And if he finds a lover in the park, he'll pass a lamp and leave it dark. He's a romantic soul. We hear from the WJBK traffic copter that all of the traffic is moving normally everywhere around Detroit, except there's one little spot where the chief is having trouble.
Bisbee, that guy up ahead has got the whole street blocked. What a stupid driver.
Take it easy, chief.
I'll bet he doesn't even know Clark sells only one grade of gasoline, high-octane ethyl.
Chief, he can hear you.
I'll bet you don't even know it's as high in octane as any major premium brand, yet costs less.
Please, chief.
I'll bet he doesn't know Clark sells for less, because Clark sells more gasoline per station than any other major brand.
Did you know any car, large or small, runs better on Clark's high-octane?
He probably thinks regular gasoline can do what Clark can do. I'll bet he doesn't know your slogan, once you know you go to Clark.
Gee, Chief, he's getting out.
Good, I'll tell him.
Oh, he must be 8 feet tall.
Okay, buddy. Now, what was that you were saying?
Fisbee, what was that you were saying?
Tony Bennett and Count Basie.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the daffodil to entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Hey, come on along, listen to the lullaby. The band begins to go to town and everything gets hazy. You rock about your baby round to Ellington or Basie. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Goodnight.
Greatest musical talents of our time, Tony Bennett and Count Basie. Together, they're appearing in concert in a nightclub in Philadelphia. I guess probably a couple of seasons back, anyway. Lullaby of Broadway, as they say. Tony and the Count are shooting sparks at each other. And I guess you probably know that the first Academy Award-winning song was The Continental, but did you know the Lullaby of Broadway won the Oscar as the best song from a 1935 movie? The movie was Gold Diggers of 1935. But now a food item from A&P. For good eating and good savings, too, choose chuck roast. Just 49 cents a pound this week at A&P. This blade-in chuck roast is bound to cook deliciously as a hearty pot roast, a rich-flavored meal with man appeal. And that's because you get A&P's famous super-ripe quality chuck roast. It's not range beef, baby beef, or budget beef, but fully matured, grain-fed steer beef. And each portion is cut right, trimmed right, and, of course, priced right. You pay just 49 cents a pound for chuck roast at A&P, where you always get more low prices on more items more days of the week. So for a really delectable dinner this week, serve your family tempting pot roast. But be sure to choose A&P's Super Right Quality Blade-In Chuck Roast. Just 49 cents a pound. Or if you prefer arm or English cuts, at only 59 cents a pound at your A&P. Prices effective in metropolitan Detroit and eastern Michigan A&P stores. Instrumental things are popular these days, and here's a new instrumental coming up called the Key Theme, Frank Duvall's Rainbow Strings. That's the Key Theme. It's from a television production called Turn the Key Deftly. And I don't know whether that television show has gone on already or is still in the process of being produced. But anyway, the music is pretty and it's popular, too. Frank Duvall's orchestra. How are you getting along with your basement? You have a leaky cellar? Does water seep or pour through your basement walls after a thaw or heavy rain? Well, you can stop this water flow at once with Dike, spelled D-I-K-E. That's the new hydraulic cement developed by Peerless Cement Company to stop leaks in basement walls when applied according to the simple instructions. Dike is easy to use. It sets fast and holds firm. It plugs up those holes and leaky wall seams almost like magic. In a minute or two, the water flow will stop. Dike is inexpensive, and you can apply it yourself in minutes. Turn your leaky basement into a dry basement with Dike, spelled D-I-K-E. Dike is sold by most good paint, hardware, and building supply dealers. 33 degrees is our temperature reading on the sunny side of a Friday morning. Number one in April, yours truly, Clark Reed, with the music, reminding you to drive carefully as the accidentals remind you. You're listening to the modern sound.
The modern sound of radio in Detroit. WJZK.
Righto, 1500 on your sound dial, a high of 50 degrees today. Yesterday's high was 55 degrees, and I heard that this is how it happens, that first a girl spots a man, and then she takes him to the cleaners. Did you do that, Mother?
Mother, when your child has a headache, cold, or fever, you want to give the best relief possible. That means St. Joseph Aspirin for Children. The aspirin approved by more doctors, used by more mothers than all other children's aspirins combined. St. Joseph Aspirin for Children is the aspirin first with these three very important advantages. First, with the tiny 1 1/4 grain tablets doctors recommend for accuracy. First, with the pure orange-flavored, creamy textured tablet children like best for taste. And first, with a new safety cap that doctors insist on for safety. Yes, when your child's health is at stake, don't give a second-choice aspirin. Give the aspirin that's first in accuracy, first in taste, first in safety. St. Joseph Aspirin for Children. It's the world's largest seller. And be sure to ask your doctor about regular adult St. Joseph aspirin, too. Get this family aspirin pair.
Put on your dancing boots and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some terpsichore. Pretty face, I know a swinging place. Come on, dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm swings, what lovely things I'll be saying. Cause what is dancing, making love set to music?
playing. When the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam, as we walk home cheek to cheek, we'll be. Come on, come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Hey there, cutes, put on your bassy boots and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some harpsichord. Pretty face, I know a swinging place. Come on, dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm swings, what cuckoo things I'll be saying. For what is dancing, making love set to music, playing. When the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam, as we wing home cheek to cheek, we'll be. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on and dance with me.
Title tune from the Sinatra selection, or collection, I should say. Come Dance With Me, Frankie with the Billy May Band.